Malawi, my mother, where does your pain, poverty, hunger, and insecurity come from? Tell me, mama. Maybe it's what Louis Donaldson said: politics without principles, worship without sacrifice. Is it science without humanity? Commerce without morality? Knowledge without character? Pleasure without conscience? And of course, worth without work? My fellow Malawians, this year marks 51 years since independence, and we find ourselves in that familiar spot where we have to do some stock-taking. Let's look back at how far we have come and where we are going. Looking around at our people today, looking at all this poverty around us, do we find anything to brag about? Do we find anything to smile about? No. So I will begin by quoting the immortal Nelson Mandela, who said, "Poverty is not an accident like slavery and apartheid. It is a man-made calamity, and it can be removed by the actions of human beings." Unquote. My dear countrymen, our generation finds itself in the crossroads of a country's history. We can either make or break this country. The decision is ours to make. And to do that, what this country needs is a revolution. It is time we held our leaders accountable. It is time we stopped our leaders from taking this country down the drain. The genesis of our poverty is trained by our leaders to promise things which are not practical. We need pragmatism in this country. Which is why, as a country, we have too many subsidies that do not make sense and which cannot be sustained by our economy. As a country, we have become a welfare state. Way back, someone introduced a free hospital. But that hospital does not have medicine. Someone came and introduced free primary education. He removed his children from that primary school and sent them to a private school and let the poor people's children have the most degrading, the most depleted, the most devalued education system you can think about. A few years later, someone came with a fertilizer subsidy. What did it do? It made the budget so soaring to a point a lot of commodities, basic commodities, became unbearably expensive. Then there came another person who started building small houses in the village. And that same system continues today. Someone wants to give cement and malata. Are we serious? We're giving 5 houses to a village of 1,000 people instead of fixing one borehole that will be giving water to 1,000 people. Show me the list of your priorities. How do you think? Have you ever been in the village? Growing up in the village, a man worked so hard that he could harvest enough to send his children to school, enough to build a house, and enough to take his family to a clinic when they are sick. What would be our motivation to work hard? What will make a man work so hard in his field to build a house? And what will make the other people have strength to work hard when others are having free cement and free malato? Malawians are naturally hard workers. All they need is a good environment to prosper. They do not need handouts. Give me no money. Give me an opportunity to make money. Don't give me a gun for security. Give me an environment that's peaceful. Don't give me a handout. just stop stealing my taxpayers' money. What our leaders need to do is to give our people the means to build houses and sustain themselves instead of telling our people